Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
A couple of scams that came to my attention today about people getting calls from scammers saying, hey, we've got your stimulus check. Just call us, give us your social security number, or just give us this information. Some of these are convincing. They're going around, and we want to let people know about it. Steve Burness, our friend at the Better Business Bureau, has more for us. It's too bad we have to be concerned with this stuff at this time, but a lot of people are hopeful and anxious to get their stimulus checks. And, you know, when you get a call like that, you might say, okay, here's my info. Don't do it, right?
Exactly. Our scam tracker has lit up like a Christmas tree. A lot of consumers are getting texts. I know my daughter received several yesterday saying that click here, I'll get you information on how to receive your check, or people are receiving calls, but they're asking for personal and verifiable information. The key is nobody's going to call you asking for information. Nobody's going to ask you, no government agency is going to ask you for your Social Security number or your bank account number. This will all be done by the government and without any intervention on your part. So the scammers, this is like a dream come true for them. Everybody's at home, and this is a pandemic, and everybody's worried about what's happening next and, where am I going to get my stuff from? So they're putting everything possible. I've been doing this for 32 years, and I've never, ever seen scams coming out of woodwork from all industries, and especially now the financial industry, because consumers want their money, and some of them, you know, might have jobs, and they realize they need as much money as they can as quickly as possible.
That's the thing. You know, I got two calls yesterday personally from the fake IRS group that asks you for your Social Security number. And you can hear the call center in the background. It sounds like it might be an overseas call. And, obviously people are falling for it, or else they wouldn't keep that scam alive for so long. And you've talked about this before.
Exactly. The tip-off to the rip-off, as I like to say, is that they need information with 30 minutes or less. And that's what they don't want you to think about it. They want you to act quickly. They don't want to ask your friends or neighbors or whatever it is about this. They want you to give them your information or send them money, whatever it may be. The only thing you should do in 30 minutes is order a pizza. Everything else is basically figure it out, do some research, go to the Better Business Bureau scam tracker, look for the scams itself, and understand what you're getting yourself into. And we're asking consumers two things. One, not to click on any links that come in through an email or a message on Facebook, whatever, maybe click here for more information, or getting a text, too, because now the scammers, it's called phishing emails. As soon as you can click on it, those may be sites that have spam and malware on it. And guess what? They have access to your computer then. They can see you logging into your banking account. They can see you log into your work account. And they can, in some instances we've hearing, they can lock your cell phones up. So either don't answer your phone either, because you don't know if it's a scammer. And if it is a legitimate call, they'll leave a message, and then you can verify the number through other mechanisms. But if you don't know the number, don't answer the call either. And be careful, because most consumers don't realize that caller ID can be spoofed very easily. For $20 or so, the program is capable. So I can send you a call saying I'm from the IRS and giving you a 202 number. And a lot of times they're switching numbers close to your cell number, mm-hmm. or your office number. It's like, hey, that must be, it could be somebody in my office, or that, is it somebody else I know? And that's why they're trying to do it. So they're throwing everything at the wall right now. And unfortunately, if they continue like this, that means they're successful. They would stop.
Right.
The only way to put scammers out of business is not to give them your business and check with the Better Business Bureau and report it to us on Scam Tracker.
All right. Steve Burness from Better Business Bureau, thanks for checking in on this important thing. They're not calling you to get your stimulus check, so don't take that call. And don't give them your personal information.